If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm Scott Bogman. Hour 3, you guys know what that means. I'm joined by my friend, Casey Bubba, at BDentric on the Twitter machine. Bubba, what is going on, my man?
Not much, my friend. Just another fun-filled week of football, right? Nothing crazy going on. Nothing mad. It's just, you know, playoffs, normal stuff for fantasy. No big deal, right?
So to peel the curtain back here, Welsh and I record this Thursday afternoon. As we're recording, the Tyler Lockett goes on the COVID list. And then as we're recording another show after that, Case Keenum goes on the COVID list. So now the Browns are down to Nick Mullins. I mean, you guys listening to this have already seen that game. So, wow, what a wild one it was. It was amazing the way it ended and hit the over or under, right? So
technically, they still might get Baker or Keenum if they're vaccinated, asymptomatic, and pass a test because of the new policy that got placed.
I didn't even see the new policy.
Yeah, they put a new policy in place. If you're vaxxed, asymptomatic, all you need is one negative test the day after, and you can still come back and play.
Ah, okay.
So
a lot
of these guys that are in the wind right now, we could have a whole
back
peripheral on life here pretty soon. Because technically, they said, 90% of the NFL is vaxxed, technically? That's what they told us.
Well, 4% is in the COVID list right now. So
there you go, if it's possible. Just saying.
Yeah, we'll see. I think the assumption is most guys are vaccinated at this point.
Well, and they're saying, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but the Omicron thing, especially with these guys, it's not going to affect them much at all. It's such a weird world we live in right now. And
I can guarantee you this, that there's no way anyone will be upset about that new policy, right?
No way.
That Twitter will get mad or anyone will say that the NFL is trading lives for money or any of that stuff at all. No. Right.
It's like blood diamonds. It's no problem here. No problem here. I haven't done that rabbit hole, which I definitely will later, cause I get a kick out of stuff like that. But, and I won't be the ones commenting cause those people are evil. But I laugh at it because people just can't look at things through full lenses and everything.
Right.
And realize, okay, they're healthy, they're young, they're vaxxed. Like they're checking all the boxes here. Like they've done everything they're supposed to do. Like, what are we doing here?
But yep. Yeah. I mean, you know,
I don't want to get into all that, but just like eventually,
you know what opinions are like, and they all stink. So
yes, they all have big ums.
When we come back, listen to our opinions. They're going to be about Urban Meyer. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm here with Casey Bubba. And the Welsh and I did already talk about Urban Meyer. But, you know, it happened live while we were recording for Lion Star last night. Urban Meyer got fired. We talked about it a little bit there. But our discussion earlier was is Urban Meyer the worst coach ever? We agreed, yes, he has to be, right? There's nobody else. Even Bobby Petrino was 3-10 and Herb was 2-11, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But a couple, Hugh Jackson came up. He was, I think, 1-31 officially as the head coach, and like maybe 2-36 if you counted his interim time in Cleveland. There have been some bad ones around the league before, but Nick Saban got brought up for your Dolphins, right? He was not great.
The devil, Satan.
Right. So he was not good, but I mean, it's just easy Herb, right? Because you have, you had the cheating on his wife scandal in the middle of the season, and then you had this kick his player thing, which is very, very strange. Mm-hmm. On top of that, all of the bad decisions in losing and the, you know, I mean, we're not even mentioning all of it. He had the stuff with if there's a leak, that guy is fired immediately. He apparently called all of his assistant coaches losers, and a lot of them have jobs lined up for after the season already, which is a big no-no. It's not something you do in season, but he was showing them no respect, so they showed him no respect. So Daryl Bevel taking over, thank God, for the Jaguars. And they're actually 5-point favorites this week because they play Houston.
Crazy.
So your opinion...
That's gone up 2 points since we last talked before he got fired.
Right.
So exactly. Urban Meyer's worth 2 points to your team. Just put
and
that
that's not even 24 hours. It's been less than 24 hours since we talked. So, you know, it is it's crazy here right now. But let's just get your thoughts on Herb. I mean, there's no way that anybody else is a worse coach than him, right?
No, no, not at all. Like I saw people point out, like, what about Josh McDaniels for the times he was hired, but not hired with like the Colts and stuff. That was fun. Yeah. Like, Hugh Jackson had a bad record, but at least he was likable. Like people did not like Hugh Jackson. So you got that going for you, but Urban Meyer is just evil. You know, you got a head coach. They're asking questions about a guy and like, oh yeah, I want to get him more snaps. He got in there a little bit. He didn't play at all, Herb. Didn't play at all. Like there'd be so many questions. He'd have no clue what's going on. You're the head coach, man. Like you don't have to call the plays. Like we know there's defensive coaches that lets the offensive guy do their thing, but you're still like know what's going on. You still have an impact on what's going on because you're the head coach. In the end, it is your head.
It is your job, right?
Yeah. So like Urban literally did not give a rat's rear end, and there's so many more things that have been coming out, which is amazing. You mentioned the coaching staff thing, and you talked down to them. There was a quote that came out. I think I saw this morning from one of the head coaches that Urban Meyer said, "You guys all effing stink. I had better coaches at Bowling Green." Like he's got more and more things coming out. So things a bigger question that I can't remember which national blue check mark talked about it, but he said, "Is it because the college football media and documentation so bad that he's been this way for 30 years, or is this the professional version of Urban Meyer?" It feels like this is how he's probably been for like 30 years.
I can't imagine that for you can't work for 30 years like that, right? Like you can't be calling your
when you're in college, kids are more submissive to you.
Well, they are for sure. Like Josh Lambeau was like, "If you touch me again, I'll beat the piss out of you." Right?
Do you see Darius Butler? Because he quote tweeted and said, "Oh man, I would have loved to see the coach try that with either with Pat or Vinny with the Colts. They would have whooped him so fast."
Right? Yeah. Seriously. I mean, it's just, you know, it's so stupid. Like, that's a dumb thing to do. I've seen that. I'm the head ball coach. I saw Les Miles screaming that at somebody, which, you know, Les Miles had his stuff as well. I mean, dude got booted out of Kansas. You know what I mean? So yeah,
it's pretty bad.
It's pretty rough. But that attitude, and I understand, like, you have to have a ton of confidence. You're a head football coach, right? Yep. I get it. But that is just, you know, unbelievably toxic. It trickles down from you, man. You know, you don't have to be the absolute most professional person in the world. I don't think Dan Campbell is the most professional guy in the NFL, right? I don't think, you know, you can tell Bill Belichick the way he dresses, not unbelievably professional, right? They're not all Mike Nolan who has to wear a suit on the sideline because he looks good in a suit, you know.
But
that's,
you know,
all vanity. That's not, we need to be professional. That's, I look good in a suit. I want to wear a suit.
But you know what those coaches have that Urban obviously doesn't have? The locker room.
Right.
Like those guys will, like you talk to anybody that's played for Belichick. Like we sit here and like, oh man, is he like this? Is he like that? Anybody that's played for that man,
Yeah, Cassius like, Marsh is the only guy that talks smack about
yeah,
Belichick.
Out of how right? many of them? Like,
right.
All
Everybody else
him.
Came
yeah.
to and, rush to defend Belichick.
And when same with Dan Campbell.
Nonsense too.
Yeah, even with Dan Campbell, as goofy as he can be, those guys will line up and do war for him.
Right.
Like, it's exactly. It's what you want from
well,
your head coach. You want
going
the locker
around
room.
Calling all of his coaches losers and yeah. kicking his players, right? So
I just couldn't even imagine.
Sometimes
kicking
they'll get in their face and stuff, yeah. but. I mean,
you grab the helmet or something and talk, right. like look him in the eye, but that's, yeah. That's different. That's kind of okay. Probably not appropriate in this era, but that's football in the
wow,
old days.
Trent Dilfer had a hole. He was coaching at high
no,
school.
No, I've never seen that. Yeah.
Grabbed yeah. a player or something and everybody lost their mind. I was like, okay. Like, you know, he didn't assault him. He grabbed his face mask, dude. Like, let's, yeah. you know, let's calm down. But, you know, there you definitely can't kick anybody, you know, and Lambeau even said he's like, it's not as hard as he could have, but it wasn't a love tap, you know, it was a kick. So you know, it's been bad ever since day one. It was almost like, you know, does Shot Khan own the AEW or whatever?
Yes, okay. he does. So, or no, Tony Khan. Well, yeah, so he does, but his son Tony runs AEW,
okay.
and Shad runs the Jags, want Liverpool or whatever.
Right.
But like, because Wednesday night was their Dynamite show. It was a big show. I've slowly become back into wrestling because of okay. AEW. Like, I used to watch as a kid. Stop.
Yeah.
AEW is pretty good. Like, I've been a fan. So I record it and I watch it when I do, like, I write articles and stuff. Well, it was one of their bigger shows on Wednesday night. So Shad actually flew to Texas to watch them. The show ends, he flies into Jacksonville and fires him an hour later.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. So, yes. I mean, the, you know, it happened late at night, too. We were recording that show late. So, I don't know, man. Like, Bobby Petrino quit Bad. In the middle of his season. Yeah. He didn't get fired. He quit, and he left notes. So, I think he might be the only real contender with Herb. So,
yeah, pretty close.
But I think he had one more win and he didn't get fired. They would have kept him, Petrino.
Yeah, he didn't seem like a horrible human being to the way that Urban does. Like, Petrino was not a great person. Chino
well, let's not forget
doing
yeah,
all that
he,
stuff.
And like, he rode had, the motorcycle yeah. thing and then yeah. said it was somebody hit him, but it was actually him
he,
just sliding.
He
like,
was
he
not
ain't
a,
great either.
No, right. He was not an angel by any means. But when it comes down to, like, again, having the locker room where the head coach is supposed to have, the players didn't have a ton of bad things to say about Petrino. Like, it seems like I think we're gonna get more out of this Jags. Like, this
oh,
thing's not over.
Absolutely.
This is not over. Like, we might get one of the best books ever, like, out of this one. It's so funny when you think about it. The Tim Tebow thing seems so long ago. So yeah. long ago. And it's
and
not
people
even the
were
worst
mad
thing
about
anymore.
That. I was yeah. like, this is not something to get mad at, right? Like,
that's nothing now.
How, like, are you surprised that, like, he brings in Tavon Austin and yeah. Tim Tebow and guys like this that were his guys at Florida? Like,
what he wanted.
Yeah. I mean, it's not surprising. If any other coach came from the college ranks and came into a team, I would expect them to bring in guys that they coached in college, right? Guys that like them. It makes a lot of sense. Guys that they like. But I don't know, man. It seemed like a weird hire. Yeah, you know, your first thought whenever a guy like Urban Meyer gets hired into the NFL is this is either going to go really well or really bad. It was the same thing with Nick Saban, right? A guy that had
a lot of these high-profile college coaches. It's how
right.
it goes.
It's going to be one or the other. I know Lincoln Riley had some offers and stuff. I think Dabo Swinney had some offers. Like, you know, these guys they're good coaches, or else they wouldn't have the success that they have in college. But the college to the pros is such an enormous jump. Usually you need to start as a coordinator. It's more weeks, it's longer hours, it's a different mindset for the players. So, you know, it's a completely different scenario. It's the same sport, but you're doing a lot of different things as a head coach. But we got to take a break. When we come back, we will get into what we want to see in these week 15 games. Spoiler alert, we just want to see players play. So we'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League, on the Sports Grid, get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports, joined by Casey Bubba, at BDentric on the Twitter machine. We're going to get into these Week 15 games here, but we're talking about Urban Meyer, and I kind of cut it short because we were running short on time here, Bub, but anything else that you want to talk about the Urban Meyer situation with? And just, I mean, outside of Ding Dong, the witch is dead, you know.
Yeah, it's just a couple of funny things, and like there's going to be, like you said, much more coming out, so... You know, when things really slow down, we'll probably still be talking about Urban Meyer for some reason. But the couple things that are funny, it only took Urban Meyer getting fired to unify a country. Urban Meyer getting fired is God's way of showing you should never have cut Tim Tebow. And the third thing, which is not more of a much of a joke, but something I would love to see. I can't remember who said it, but I think it was an NFL Network guy, maybe, said, I want to see a 30 for 30 type thing, or maybe like a Last Dance multiple episode thing of Urban at Florida with the Tebow, the Hernandez.
Welsh was talking about that too.
That team of all, if you look at all the names on that list, they're either like the Tebow types or there's some drama with those players. Like it was quite the roster. It reminds you almost of like the Longest Yard, but Tebow was the guy that got wrongfully accused and he's the quarterback. Like it's the roster's pretty hairy. That's all, like you could tell even at that point in time, the college football people couldn't investigate very well. They're right. Still missing things there because that team was not fit for probably what should be going on.
Right. Exactly. Dramarama. I like that. So look, this is, yeah, we're not even close to done with the Urban Meyer stories, because anything that happened is going to happen. And it'll be, you know, years from now when they'll ask, you know, Trevor Lawrence about his playing career and all that stuff. And he'll be like, well, that first year, let me tell you something we never did again. And it was Urb had us doing X, Y, and Z. And I never saw another NFL coach do that. And the other coaches I told about this said, I've never heard of that. So, you know, you're going to hear a lot of that stuff too, but let's get into week 15 here, Bub. And, you know, we had the Saturday games, which Welsh and I forgot. We actually picked the Saturday games, which have already happened as you're listening to this. It's just, you know, you get into a routine. But Carolina against Buffalo. And once again, you know, Welsh and I did picks earlier in this show. Bub and I do them on Line Star. So if you want to check that out, check out the pre-snap podcast where we do our betting picks for the week. So now we're just going to talk about what we want to see from these players and in this game. Buffalo, who's been on the slide here, they've fallen to 7-6. They lost two straight. Carolina is pretty much packing it in. They're 1-4 over the last five. They've lost three straight. Can't figure out a quarterback's situation to save their life here between Cam Newton and PJ Walker. What do you want to see in this game?
I'd like to see, obviously, Buffalo get back on track with Allen staying healthy. You know, the ankle's not super bad, but it just takes one more little tweak to make it super bad. So be productive, make things happen. Probably know Manny Sanders. So get Gabe Davis involved. It'd be great. I know I already have an idea of what you're going to say of run the football, but we haven't seen that pretty much all season with these guys. So I just want to see them get back on track and dominate a Carolina team that they should dominate is what I want to see.
Yeah. I mean, I just think the Bills are being stupid not running the ball.
I agree.
You know, so it's not, I don't love the run game because they keep benching Zach Moss and he's not even getting a helmet. I mean, maybe with COVID issues around the league, he'll get a helmet this week, but I don't think Buffalo's actually had some bad COVID issues.
No, they're one of the ones that have been kind of knock on wood. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Someone made a joke. Sorry. Now that you said that.
No, please.
So Cleveland with all of their issues, the Raiders are like one of only like three teams with zero COVID cases right now. Out of all teams, the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders of all teams.
Right. Well, you know, I think they got their drama out early.
Well, that's part of the thing. Like, I wanted to make a joke. I'll just say it now because, you know, if people hate me. But with and the new policy might have changed this because they're instituting masks and all outdoor meetings now and all kinds of things. But the old thing was if you got tested positive, once you came back, they didn't test you for 90 days, which means you're clear for the playoffs now, boys and girls. Let's rock and roll.
Right.
Like, it's the old joke people are making for college football when they're getting COVID in spring practice. It's like, Dabo's a genius. Get the whole team COVID now, and then they're going to be clear to play the whole season. Don't worry about it. That's bad, but it's like in a weird way it fits, but sorry.
I mean, Dabo's a guy where you listen to him open his mouth up and you're like, just stick to coaching, dude. Like,
he needs to stay in college.
Yes. Yeah. I believe that. I don't think he's going to leave Clemson. He just
lost now that they pay these guys so much, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, he just lost both of his OC and DC too. Venables went over to Oklahoma and Tony Elliott went to Virginia. So he's got a little rebuilding to do. So we'll see what happens with Clemson. But yeah, I mean, Buffalo needs this game. I expect this to be a bloodbath in Buffalo's favor. I know that Josh Allen has the toe and he's gimpy and everything, and Emmanuel Sanders most likely out. They're listing him as doubtful right now, but it's not like Carolina has the guys to pressure them. I guess they could on defense if they got to Josh Allen. And I do have in my IDP rankings, I have Reddick and Burns a little higher because they're going to get more opportunities to sack Josh Allen because they don't run the ball in Buffalo. So, you know, we'll see what happens here, but I expect Buffalo to roll. I love to see Carolina get Terrence Marshall involved, get Tommy Tremble involved, some of these younger players. But I don't know, man. Matt Rhule might be out pretty fast in Carolina, too. So I know the fans are not happy. I'd give him another year. I don't think he's terrible, but he has made some boneheaded decisions. Throwing Sam Darnold under the bus, re-signing Cam Newton, neither one of those things worked because now you might have to go back to Sam Darnold. So just not fantastic there, but I expect Buffalo to roll. Houston and Jacksonville, bub. We just got done talking about Herb. Do you want to see just an inspired Jaguars team come out here and slaughter the Texans and, you know, Trevor Lawrence throw for his first 300-yard, five-touchdown game? Wouldn't that be awesome?
He threw for over 300 against Houston in week one. So
that's right. That was his last 300 yards.
His only one. Yes.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I think when we did our first show of the week, I was like, oh, this game's horrible. Nobody watch it. Did our second show, nobody watch it. We did our third show, it was when he got fired. And we're like, oh man, this game got so good. we want to see James Robinson run the dang football. That would be great. No Carlos Hyde, no Urban Meyer. Run. Be great to see Lawrence get back in touch with Marvin Jones, which he did that first week against Houston, threw for over 300 yards. Let's see that happen. I'd love to see this game turn into the shootout because we saw Davis Mills play very well last week. I think he can do it against this Jags defense too. Cooks had 10 targets. You got Brevin Jordan showing up there at tight end. Like, it's two bad football teams, but it has the potential to be kind of interesting now with letting these kids kind of let it go and see what they got for next year. And I think they're going to do that in Jacksonville, especially with Norv Urban. They have nothing to lose than to see, like, hey, let's see what these guys got. So I'm looking forward to kind of having the shackles off of some of these guys and seeing what happens.
Yeah, that's me too. You know, I think with a new coaching staff, and especially this happening late in the week, you're probably going to rely on James Robinson a lot, which is why we like him in DFS. You and I talked about that on Lion Star. I talked about it on Bet This League as well. Love James Robinson this week. But also, I want to see if Davis Mills, if he can pick apart this Jaguars defense like he did Seattle, you're going to start to see a guy now with enough experience to where he can beat the bad defenses. So we'll see. I mean, Seattle still won that game, right? So it's not like Houston was great or anything. They only put up 13 points, but it wasn't all Davis Mills' fault. So he can start to become a realistic bridge option until they find whoever that quarterback is. I don't think Mills is the ultimate answer, but he is doing okay. My Steelers hosting the Tennessee Titans. This game has moved from Tennessee by 2.5 to Tennessee by 1.5 to Tennessee by 1 and is now a straight pick. So what do you want to see in this game?
I want to see the Steelers do what I've been saying they're going to do, is win football games at home, especially against the Titans. This was a bad team, a bad spread, and it's starting to slowly move. Like, we've been all over this one from the get-go. And if wrong team favored, well, the right team's about to be favored by kickoff. So get ready for this one. I want to see Big Ben keep it going. I don't expect a monster game like he had last week, but, you know, give him a little protection. Use the weapons he's got. He's got some good stuff out there with Freiermuth and obviously Deontay. So I want to see the Steelers continue to improve. The AFC North is way up for grabs. They could, like, they looked dead to rights a few weeks back. They could easily sneak into some fun right now. So let's see the Steelers make some noise here against the dead man walking Titans team.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans also are pretty much guaranteed a playoff spot. They're 9-4, so that's
insane.
You know, but you got to win this game because the Steelers have to, if they have a shot at making the playoffs, they got to go 3-1. Next week is the Chiefs. Don't think that that's happening. Then they finish with
Chiefs
Cleveland
on extra rest too.
Yep, right. Cleveland and Baltimore. The next 2 weeks after that. So I think you got to go 3-1 to have a shot. That's not even. I think they're going to need some help at 3-1 to make it. You prefer to go 4-0, but I don't think that's going to happen. So in all honesty, the Steelers probably go 1-3 to finish off the year, but this is the one. I think they'll beat Tennessee. So I want to see what the deal with Claypool is. I know Mike Tomlin was on Pat McAfee yesterday. I didn't get to listen to it. Did you listen to it?
Not yet. It's next. Okay. Next up. I listened to the podcast for him and he's up next.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. Well, I know he talked about Claypool, but I just didn't have time to see it today. I saw it when I woke up, but I've been recording
I'll check it out all day.
So I know he talked about Claypool, but that's the interesting story to me is what goes on with Claypool. Does he get benched? Whatever. We got time for one more before the break here. The Cardinals at the Lions. Cardinals big favorites here. What do you want to see?
Get right spot. See Kyler go nuts. AJ Green. Get Connor some rest probably to get to Eno Benjamin. That'd be fun to see because you're not gonna need much. So
yeah,
I guess if anything on the Lions side, give us some more St. Brown. Let him do it because Hawks out for the year now.
Yeah, the Lions have been great. I mean, I think they're 8-5 against the spread or whatever they are. They've been good as far as playing unexpectedly well, but too many injuries right now. The Cardinals are too embarrassed. They got to roll. So I think the Cardinals roll on that one too. Just who wants to play for Detroit? That's what you want to see. That's what Dan Campbell is looking for. But when we take a break, we'll finish off this week 15 action. Stick with us. We'll be back right after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In This League.
Break it down.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on Twitter, at Bogman Sports. I'm here with Casey Bubba, at BDentric on the Twitter machine. We're going over the Week 15 matchups and what we want to see from these teams. You know, we've talked about how we want to see Buffalo get right. We want to see Jacksonville played inspired. We want to see the Steelers win at home and the Cardinals roll the Lions because that's probably what's going to happen. Your Dolphins are at home against the Jets. I guess now with the new updates, they could potentially get some of these running backs back. Maybe Jalen Waddle could come back, right? Or is he out for non-COVID?
Well, what I'm seeing now is it might work in that regards, or it might start after this round of players.
Of course.
Yeah. So I've seen mixed things now. I know that that's the new policy, but I'm also seeing it might not start till after this group of players.
Of course.
Yeah. So if in a perfect world,
let's just assume we're rolling with the same protocols.
You saw your boy Dokes got out now too, right?
Oh my God. Did he really?
They have no running backs. None.
Is Duke Johnson? Is he
Duke's still there? As far as I know, Duke is there.
Man, they'll get, Patrick Laird is even out. Like,
it's a mess, man.
Oh, God. Well, fire Devontae up your Devontae Parker. Parker.
Devontae
right.
Parker. And
Mike Gesicki. Right. Yep. And some running from Tua. I mean, Tua.
And I mentioned Matt Collins the other night, not knowing we'd lose Waddle too, but like these are options.
Yeah.
These
Preston
are options.
Williams. Right. I mean, yeah. I wish Will Fuller would show up and do
anything.
Oh, he's
done for the year. He's done for the year.
Is he really?
That's the rumor. He's pretty much freaking.
Yeah, I mean, he's just cooked. So.
Yeah, he is mentally not there, physically not there. He's done so. But what I want to see is the Dolphins win, Dolphins cover, Devontae Parker go nuts because he's actually kind of healthy for once, and see Tua continue to get better, throw the ball. But they're going to have to because you don't have any running backs. So
I mean, Michael Carter is supposed to be back on the Jets side, which makes their offense better. I would like to see Zach Wilson have one good game. I don't
maybe next week.
Okay, sure. That's fine. But he can have a good game and they still lose because the defense is rough. I mean, Ashton Davis giving up the highest. I think he's giving up the highest completion percentage for a defensive back in the NFL. And he's the starting safety for the Jets right now. He's a good player, too. He's more of a thumper, though. Yeah, man, I want to see the Jets play better. I want to see Zach Wilson play better. But I just expect it doesn't really matter. Even without running backs, I think Tua and the Dolphins will roll all over the Jets. Cowboys on the road against the New York Giants. I just want to see the countdown. We got rid of Herb. Joe Judge, you're next on the hit list. I can't stand what they've been doing all year. They don't like analytics. Remember, he was running his veterans into the ground because he's punishing players for a fight. And Daniel Jones still gets hurt. They finally gave Saquon the ball over 15 times last week, and he played pretty well. So what do you want to hear, or what do you want to see, here between Dallas and the Giants?
I want to see Dallas just thump somebody. I really want to see them thump because they keep letting, like, they let Washington come back in. They let Denver walk in and beat the snot out of them. Like, they are the best team in the East. They need to prove it. Like, take care of business against a Giants team that's not good right now. Not good at all. So I want to see Dak get through a game healthy and just throw it all over the place to Lamb and to Cooper and maybe get some Schultz involved after ignoring him last week. So I want to see the Cowboys romp somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see that as well. So fingers crossed that that happens. I want to see Saquon continue to build. I'd like to see the wide receivers for the Giants get healthy, but I know that's asking a lot. I'd like to see Kenny Galladay have a good game before the year is over, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Washington on the road against Philly. Philly somehow has jumped. It was a 7-point line when we talked about it yesterday. It is 9.5 now. I don't know what happened in Washington.
Who's getting COVID we don't know about?
I don't know. Heineke's supposed to play. He's practiced 2 days in a row. So I don't know what's going on here. I guess maybe because if Heineke doesn't go, they go down to Kyle Shermer. Yeah. Maybe it's because Gardner Minshew has a chance to play and people love Gardner Minshew.
Makes sense.
Present company included here. Yeah. I don't get it. I'm on Washington. I think they win this game. They're playing pretty well until they played Dallas, and they almost came back on Dallas. So Philly just, I know Philly has played well recently. They won their last game, but the last game was against the Jets, dude. Like, they lost to the Giants 13-7. They beat Denver and they beat the Saints, I guess, but they played some close games too. They almost beat the Chargers, but I think Washington wins this game straight up.
Yeah, we both took Washington in our picks, and I'm with you, especially if Heineke's back there. I think they can keep it close enough because the Philadelphia offense just does not do it for me with Hurts under center. So, I want to see Minshew play. That's what I want to see because he's at least exciting. But as a whole, it's a bad football game, and I kind of hope it goes away.
Yeah, we can agree on that. So, Cincinnati on the road against Denver. I'm a huge Broncos fan this week, of course, because I hate Cincinnati, but I don't see a way since Cincinnati doesn't come out of this game with a win. I know they're playing at elevation. Denver can be a tough place to play, but they should have won that game against the Niners last week. This team is better than their current record of 7-6, but they're tied with the Broncos right now for a spot. So this is a big playoff type of game here between these two teams. I think Cincy wins, but I would love to see Denver win. Javonte Williams now a little nicked up with a knee as a practice 2 days in a row, so he's questionable. We know Melvin Gordon probably down with the sprained thumb as well. Mike Boone's on the COVID list, so Denver might be down to no running backs as well. And you're going to put all of your eggs into the Teddy Bridgewater basket? I don't think so. I did. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I accidentally called him Titty one day, and now he's Titty. So I can't say that.
Making sure that's place. What I heard. I was like,
But yeah, I mean, he's not throwing the ball to my guy, Cortland Sutton. So what am I supposed to do with him? Right. So
yep.
I don't know. I want to see the Broncos throw the ball downfield, but I have supreme confidence that that will not happen.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you on that one. I'm a big Cincinnati guy in this one as well. I want to see them get back to just doing what they're supposed to do because we've seen them play really good and really bad and just haven't really seen a consistency from them. This would be a big road win, going to Denver where some teams have struggled this year and go and thump a team that's just not that good. Like Burrow, keep throwing it all around, get Higgins involved, get Mixon back involved. You have the tools to beat this team. So I want to see Cincinnati go in there and take care of business and win by more than a touchdown. That'd be really nice.
The Falcons on the road against the Niners. Niners 9.5-point favorites. They've been playing some good football recently. They're another team that's kind of middling here, 7-6. Can you believe that the Niners are only a game better than the Falcons, by the way? This team is way better. But it's
they
seven are,
they're
and
way
six.
Better than the Falcons, but they're disappointing. I talk about it all the time when we talk about the Niners. Like, they find ways to find banana peels.
Right. I think Eli Mitchell is going to be back. I think this is an enormous mismatch. I talked about this on Bet This League with Kittle versus this Atlanta linebacker and safety core. So I like the Niners to roll here. How do you see this game playing out?
I think the Falcons keep it close because I think it's a track meet. Like, both teams are going to score. Falcons defense is atrocious, but that Niners defense outside of like the pass rush from time to time really doesn't do it for me. So I think the Falcons will surprise some people and get the ball to their playmakers and score some points in this game and keep it close enough. Probably not cover. The Niners will win this. I mean, I think they'll cover. The Niners win this game, but I want to see, you know, keep getting Pitts involved. He's been as frustrating as he's been. He's still one of the top fantasy performers in football at tight end this year. I think we've had such high expectations for him. He has not met those. But get them involved. Get Cordarrelle more involved on the Niners side. The Mitchell thing is a huge mismatch, and so is Kittle. But keep going to Kittle. Like, we see when it's a big Mitchell game, Kittle's a blocker. When they don't have the running back situation, now Kittle's in play because Debo's running. Like, it's a weird consistency with that team. Like, I want to see Debo wide receiver dominate. I want to see Kittle dominate at tight end and use Elijah Mitchell as your top running back. Be a real offense. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, be a real offense. Absolutely. The Seattle Seahawks on the road against the Los Angeles Rams. Rams just came up with a big one. I know this would be your college letdown spot, but we ain't in college. Seattle's defense, horrific. They just let Davis Mills throw for 300 yards. They held them to 13 points. They also played Houston. So the Rams in LA is a much bigger enemy here. This division game, I've talked about in many spots, can get weird between these two teams. It seems like the bad team will pick up a win every single time in this series. But I don't know, man. Just everything to me says Rams have to win this game and they roll.
Rams get it done. I thought originally the Seahawks would cover. Now they've lost Tyler Lockett. So that's a massive.
And DK
massive
hasn't blow. Practiced in 2 days either.
No, like these are two. I know it's pretty simple to say massive pieces.
Let's go D'Eskridge. But I think he hasn't practiced
Jeff
either.
Swaim, everybody.
Freddie Swaim. Yeah. I don't know who else they have on that roster.
It's so
I
bad. Mean, so yeah.
Preseason football this week. And this is the fantasy playoffs too.
Yeah. It's so bad. In DFS, I can't remember if it's both sides or at least one of the sides. It's their fantasy championship where you qualify to go to a live event. So, like, it's the worst thing on the planet. But the Rams should destroy them. Like, they need to make a statement here. Like you said, they keep it close, but I want to see the Rams take care of business. Stafford, go wild, big guy. Go wild.
Yeah, exactly. Go wild here. How about moving on to the next game here? The Packers on the road against the Ravens, most likely Tyler Huntley. I mean, the Ravens aren't going to rule out Lamar until Sunday, but I think we're going to get Huntley here. I think this is a Packers stomping. I know Aaron Jones came down with the flu or something, an illness, mispractice because of it today on Thursday. So I expect AJ Dillon to have an enormous game here. Davante Adams, I've got as an anytime touchdown scorer. Go Pack, go. Let's go.
Yep, pretty simple. Go Pack, go. They're not going to be able to stop Adams. They're not going to be able to stop Rodgers. You got to big boy in the backfield when Jones gets banged up. Like, you ain't stopping these guys in Baltimore. They're falling quickly. Huntley will be okay, but it's go Pack go, double digit W.
Yeah, I think so too. It's just not going to be very close at all. And you know, to Baltimore's credit, they've done a great job this year. They're sitting at 8-5, first in the North with all of the injuries they've had. So you have to pat them on the back and give them credit. But I think the injuries are getting to them now. The Bucs hosting the Saints. This is another weird one. The Bucs have a giant line here, but this is a division rivalry game. Leonard Fournette now hasn't practiced two straight days in a row, so he's looking pretty questionable. But the Saints are beat up on offense and really rely on only Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara. Hopefully Mark Ingram can do something when he comes back this week. But I don't know, man. This is this one looks weird. So I'm picking the Saints here, but I think the Bucks win.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady's repeat tour all over again, and he's just going to dominate once again. Because if all you have is Taysom and Kamara, you're in trouble. It's that simple. So it's going to be Tommy doing his thing to all his awesome weapons. He doesn't need a running game. He wants to set passing records anyways. Now he has an excuse. Like, Rojo, you're gone. See you, buddy. At least I can dump it off to Lenny. Like, I got these other guys. We're good. So just watch Tommy throw it all over New Orleans.
Well, hopefully Fournette plays. I have him in too many playoff spots. Hopefully he plays, it scores two touchdowns, and then they put him on the bench. That's what I want. So I get in the end zone twice. The Monday night football game here. Minnesota Vikings on the road against the Chicago Bears. The Vikings are favored. They got a little extra rest playing on Thursday night as well. And they look good on Thursday night. Dalvin Cook ran all over Pittsburgh. But I like Fields. I like the Bears in this game. You know, the Bears, not a good squad this year. They're 4-9. The Vikings are fighting for a playoff spot. They're 6-7, but they're on the outside looking in. I just don't think that, I like the Bears. I think Justin Fields finally puts together a complete game and gets a win against a division rival.
Yeah, I think it's a good game. We love Fields prime time. He's been really good of late. You get him in this matchup against a defense that's horrible. So it's a lot of fun. I think Vikings will get theirs because their offense is very good as well. Cook will run, Kirk will throw. Like, they'll get it done in that regards. But I want to see Fields get a big, like, we've seen him perform well on prime time. Let's see him get a W on prime time. That's what I want to see.
That's what I want to see too. So, you know, I mean, I don't really care who wins this game, but I am going to pick the Bears because I do like
Fields. I want like 35-31. Let's just do that.
Oh, that'd be great. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will end out the 3-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. You guys hear Endless Love. You know what that means. It is the end of the 3-hour tour of ITL on the Sports Grid. And, you know, we went over all the games. We talked about Urban Meyer. We talked about this new COVID protocol stuff, which looks like it's going to go into effect next week and all that stuff. There's nothing more going on. Oh, wait a minute. Jackson Mahomes has been a nuisance on, you know, a lot of people's timelines over the last year or so. But I think he overstepped. He tried to, you know, rally a bunch of people against a bar in Kansas City, and the bar fired back and said, "Hey, look, we couldn't seat your gigantic party. We are a small bar." And, you know, this was the old, this guy was born on third and woke up thinking he hit a triple. Right. So that's the Jackson Mahomes stuff. You know, I'm sure Jackson Mahomes isn't a terrible person, but he is a very young person. So he's got a lot to learn that just because your brother is someone famous doesn't mean you get your way all the time. So people like this are super annoying. But your thoughts, Bob, I would love to hear them.
Yeah, the silver spoon fell from his mouth, it sounds like. So that's good.
Well, it didn't even fall from his mouth. It fell from Patrick Mahomes' mouth to his mouth. Yeah. And now he doesn't have it anymore. So.
The greatest thing is, I don't know who wrote that beautiful, like, six paragraphs. Like, that should be it should be next to the Mona Lisa in the Louvre. But literally, whoever wrote that, PR firms need to hire, because
absolutely,
it was the biggest middle finger I could give you with sounding so polite and everything about it. It was, I'm jealous because I like to talk a lot of smack. Because
you didn't get to say it. Yeah.
No, I love to talk a lot of smack. And A, I didn't get to say it. And B, I couldn't have said it as eloquently because I would have slipped up with an F-bomb or something along the way. Where these guys, I'd love to know how many rewrites they had to make. Because
it reminded me of walking into a doctor's office, and the doctors, they have a sign that says, "Your Google search does not beat my medical degree."
Yeah.
Right. It felt like one of those. You know, I was about to say something, but you know what? After reading that, you're right. I'm not going to say anything. So, but that is it for us. Remember, you can follow us all on Twitter at Bogman Sports, at BD Entrick, at Is It The Welsh. Good luck in all your matchups watching the preseason football, and we will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
Thank you.